O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Philippians 1, verses 1 through 11.
Philippians 1, verses 1 through 11. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi with the overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God and on my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. How do we grow in Christ? How do we make progress in the Christian life? It's a given in the New Testament that transformation will occur in the lives of those who belong to Jesus. But how does that take place? Philippians 1:6 gives us the key. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. God finishes what he starts. One commentator writes, "The foundation for spiritual growth is recognizing that it is God who began a good work in you and will bring it to completion. Genuine spiritual progress is rooted in what God has done, is doing, and will do." So how do we grow? By calling out to God to complete the work that he began in us. So in the time that follows, as we listen to Simple Kingdom, pray that the Spirit would come and work in your heart. Ask him to fill you and bring to completion the work that he has begun.
Is simple, as simple as love. You welcome the children, you stop for the one. We want to see people the way Jesus does. Your kingdom is simple, Lord, teach it to us. Kingdom is humble as death. His king is a savior who gave his last breath. So may we die daily, our pride lay to rest. His kingdom is
yeah. kingdom is backwards, it flows in reverse. What you call the treasure, this world calls a curse.
The small become great, the last become first. Your kingdom is backwards, Lord, teach us to serve. As it is in your kingdom, let it be with your serve.
Close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I'm to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I'm to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I'm to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I'm to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.